chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today Adam Rose. Welcome back from El Palio at the Siena. And you brought along your sidekick, Isaiah Allen, who is your chef de cuisine. Welcome. You've not been here before.
Once a while back, but
you were? Did he remembers that?
We don't?
You and I are looking at each other like, what?
I remember that.
Well, did we not let you talk?
No, briefly. I just kind of assisted the conversation.
We probably let him. He probably didn't have a whole lot to say back then.
We always have a lot to say. You and I mean, we're those people who like to talk a lot.
I can dominate a conversation pretty easily.
Me too. So
I like to keep my head down and work.
He's like, yeah, you can tell.
But that might be the first time he's ever been called my sidekick.
Is that a good thing?
Usually, I'm introduced as his right and his left hand.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
We'll go with that. That's probably more of a con. Well, I don't know. Sidekick's fun. Don't you think?
I don't know. I'm just picturing him running around in red and green tights.
Or Tonto.
Tonto. Several sidekicks. No, Isaiah.
Y'all have been together a while.
Way more than a sidekick.
Y'all have been a couple for a while now.
Yep.
What's your story?
My story?
Yeah.
Briefly, in a nutshell, I've been down here in North Carolina, originally from upstate New York. I moved down here about 15 years ago.
Where were you?
In upstate New York, in between Buffalo and Rochester.
Okay.
Small town, lots of cornfields and dairy farms.
Yeah.
And then moved here, went to school for a couple years, and then started working in kitchens, and just that's it, really. Worked my way up from the bottom up to the top just through hard work and dedication and, constantly pushing myself to learn more. Went to Italy twice got to work in a couple restaurants over there, which was a really awesome experience, you know.
Do you remember your aha food moment when you said, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life?
Yeah, when I first started in kitchens, it was more of just being at a young age, and a lot of my friends were doing it for a living. And then just once I guess I put faith in one of my chefs as far as to give responsibilities to me. And I just went well with that and started learning how to manage people and manage a kitchen. And I kind of enjoyed the responsibility of that. And it was probably then. And that was when I was at Squids, like 10 years ago, probably. That's when I realized that this was what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
But then really when I got to El Palio at the beginning stages, that's when I started really realizing what, you know, food was about, and appreciating everything, kind of opening my eyes to everything that it has to offer.
Well, did you grow up in a family of cooks?
No, I grew up in a family of hamburger helper and
me too.
Fried spam sandwiches.
Fried spam, me too.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So I was very sheltered from food up until the time that I really started working in kitchens, you know, and I started in the dish pit, and then I went to Garmager, and then from there, you know, I mean, I could smell fresh baked breads and just went, wow, you know, seeing the process of bread making and everything. That's what really kind of triggered me, because I've always been a hands-on type of person as opposed to like a book, you know, book court sort of guy. I mean, I would much rather be in a woodworking shop than in an English class, you know. And just being able to see food hands-on and be able to create things that taste good and make people
make people happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a long way away. What brought you to Chapel Hill? A girl.
No.
Oh, usually it's a girl.
My family moved down here. I'm only 30, so 15 years ago I was 15, you know? And my parents, you know.
Oh, yeah, he was talking about when he was a kid, right?
Yeah, so we just, taxes in New York, my parents decided to move. My dad packed everything up into our Monte Carlo and just saved two paychecks and started driving south. Ended up living in a Howard Johnson's in Durham for 3 or 4 months, working at a gas station while my mom stayed in New York and got my sisters off to college. And then I moved down here after we found an apartment. And then after my mom got done sending my sisters off, she came down. So we kind of trickled down here one by one.
Well, Monte Carlo is not even very big. I mean, it's not like a big, it's not like you said, well, we had a U-Haul or a station wagon.
Oh, no. Well, like I said, he just packed a couple bags and left. And then after my mom got my sisters off to college, that's when we packed everything up and came down. I came down at the beginning of the summer, mm-hmm. and then my mom came down at the end of the summer.
So did you go to high school here?
Yep, all of them.
What? Oh, you just moved around from high school to pick one. Which did you like best?
I wasn't really at any of them too long.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I went into kitchens, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's where all my friends were.
So you were mentioning something about a farm, and tell me about that.
Yeah, me and my wife both have just gotten into, you know, organic food and eating the right way, and it's just slowly evolved into my wife interning at Everlaster Farms all summer long. After she graduated from UNCG, she wanted to figure out how to use her business degree in the local food system in a positive way, and I told her, you know, getting dirty was the best way to do that from the ground up, like I've done, and then just everything that she's learned and talked about, it's got me very interested into it. So I'm getting certified in sustainable ag out at CCCC, and every day it's just our life is perpetuating in a positive way as far as eating the right way and being healthy. So we found a family plot of land that we're growing about 3/4 of an acre. We're working it this winter and really going to take off in the spring as far as composting and everything.
For everybody out there who may not know, CCC is?
It's Central Carolina Community College.
Central Carolina Community College. So you can actually go and get certified there, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, for sustainable agriculture, all organic, all just, you know, giving back more than what you take from the land, crop rotation, as opposed to, you know, using pesticides and, you know, no GMOs and all just the right way to do things.
Well, I was sort of teasing you, asking if you'd sold things to Adam yet at El Palio, and you said yes, basil.
Yep.
So was it wonderful?
Yeah, I actually got a picture on my phone. I could probably find for you later. But yeah, he showed up one day with, asked me if we could do it. He overcropped his basil, had more than just they could do for the house. So four pounds of basil. He showed up with. We turned it all into pesto that day and made good use of it. So,
well, that sounds just wonderful. I would have been in line for a big old bag of that.
Hopefully, the first of many. You know, one of my commitments to Isaiah as he started farming, as he's getting into this farming, is to take as much of it off of his hands as he possibly can and use it at the restaurant.
Well, we're going to have to go to break here in a minute. Before we go, give us a web address and everything for the restaurant, hotel.
Ilpalio.com.
Ilpalio.com. Open 7 days a week.
365 days a year.
365 days a year. You're on Franklin Street. Got a lot of construction going on across the street from you.
Yeah, just off the corner of Estes, so there. Right there, that big construction site.
Y'all don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around the table with me today Adam Rose from El Palio at the Siena Hotel and Isaiah Allen, chef de cuisine. And when we left off, we were sort of getting your story, Isaiah. And what I want to know is how you two guys hooked up, connected. What's the story there? There's got to be a story.
Well, when I took over the kitchen at the Siena Hotel, Isaiah was, what he is now is one of three employees that I still have from the day that are still left in the kitchen when I took over. He was in an entry level management position, lead PM sous or PM sous chef, I believe the title was. Mm-hmm. And he just, as bodies started dropping around him and people didn't, you know, either I didn't want to work with people or people didn't want to stay and work with me, Isaiah just, you know, grabbed every opportunity and, you know, worked to get things off of my plate so that he could just, you know, he was there for whatever I needed. Isaiah was there. And, you know, one of the first things that I started doing when I got to El Palio, and it was because what I was trained to do was I started cooking locally, because in fine dining, I knew that's what you're supposed to do. And that was my approach to it. But over the last 4.5 years, I think Isaiah and I are almost feeding off each other to the point where it's not just what I do in the restaurant anymore. It's how I take care of my family and how we eat at home. Everything is we try to buy local and or sustainable, organic, all natural where it counts. I don't just blatantly trust that label, but there is a lot of good all natural out there. And, you know, so working with Isaiah, he comes in after another class, you know, of farm something, tells me something else, and it just it adds to the menu and it adds to the food, and it just we keep building on it together. It's become, you know, I count on him. I, as he said earlier, I often introduce him as my left and my right hand, and in across the last 4.5 years, he really has been, and it's been a great relationship. And I love having him in the kitchen.
So you're really benefiting from what he's learning at in school and what he's learning with his farm.
Absolutely. You know, like over the last 4.5 years, it has been a slow development in the kitchen. It's always been the destination to bring as much of that to the table. And then in the last 2 years, 2.5 years, it's really become the bigger picture of how to take care of myself. And it's not just right for fine dining, but it's right. It's how I want to cook. It's what I want to be a part of.
So curiously, I mean, I've eaten, it's one of my favorite places, El Palio is, and I've eaten there a lot. I've seen both of y'all there. Are you ever at home enough to cook at home?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We find our time. And when I'm home, I'm usually cooking. I'm usually cooking.
But it's hard to stop us, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, with the amount of, with the way my job has changed over the last few years, I sometimes feel like cooking at home is the only chance I get to cook.
Well, if we had time, I'd want to get into CSAs and talking about whether you subscribe to any of those and what you do with them. But it's much more important today that we talk about the new menu. Well,
right.
the fall menu and what kind of, maybe not new menu, but what kind of things you've put on the menu now that the weather's changing and it's cooling off.
Well, we've definitely got the menu changing, and in the last 7 days, Isaiah's put on about 7 new dishes. Some of them are some throwbacks to some things we've done before, and some of them are just some new inspiration. So I'm going to actually, since Isaiah's running the PM menu right now, I'm going to let him tell you about those dishes.
All right.
A few that I'm excited about are a soup. One of the soups that we did last year, it's a roasted farro soup. The roasted farro we get from
Anson Mills,
which is you know where we get a lot of our grains from, and that is Cane Creek Italian sausage, sofrito, cooked very slow and very long, and just allowed to caramelize a ton. Tomatoes, our chicken stock made in house, the roasted farro, and a braising green of some sort. There's kale from the farmer's market in this batch.
Nice.
But, you know, if any braising green will really do. But it's so rich and so hearty and so welcoming to the cold weather. It's something that I just had to get back on. And not to mention, you know, some of the front staff, wait staff, just continue to ask
right?
me about it and wondering when it's going to come back. We also are doing a short rib, a braised short rib that we're using Full Steam Brewery's Working Man's Ale in. And most of our beef on the dinner menu.
All of the El Palio beef right now.
Yeah, is coming from Coastal Cattle Company.
Yeah, Carolina Coastal Cattle Company.
Carolina Coastal, yeah.
Okay, where are they located? Locally.
Out towards the coast.
Out towards
the
Beach cow.
It's out towards the coast. We were getting it through one of our beef purveyors that turned us onto it in the spring. And it was, we've tried to go local on the beef before, and it just, we've had some pushback from the guests on the stuff that we brought to the plate. Mm-hmm. So we finally found something that the tenderness is there. The flavor is, it's perfectly balanced. It's not, it is pasture raised. It is 21 day wet aged. It does have a mix of some grain in the diet. So it's not strictly on grass. So it's got this great balance of, you know, a lot of the health aspects that you want, but some of the flavoring up things that makes it a more well-rounded piece of meat and the tenderness on it. We serve a sirloin that eats like a tenderloin. It's amazing.
Ooh. Well, you know, short ribs are, that may be one of my favorite dishes ever. So how, if I'm going to come in, and what am I going to find in with my short rib? It's in Full Steam brew.
Well, it'll be fork tender.
Egg. I nice knew that.
So the braising liquid we reduced down into, you know, like a demi, basically. Mm-hmm. And it sits on top of local root vegetables, just roasted root vegetables. There's a parsnip puree that's kind of loose on the plate that is just mixes very well with the roasted root veg. And on top, Adam brought back from the farmer's market last week some local horseradish. So we did a horseradish gremolata to go on top. So you got, you know, orange, lemon, and lime citrus zest with chopped parsley, garlic, and horseradish. So it's just that's sprinkled on top of the.
So well, you were, did I hear y'all talking about a mushroom tart? Is that?
Yeah, the mushroom tart that we did at Terra Vita.
At Terra Vita.
Yeah, as a little, which was, I guess, a food and wine festival a few weeks ago. We doubled the size of that and put it on the plate with our sirloin for the fall.
Perfect.
So it's caramelized local mushrooms with a sherry vinegar caramel and a puff pastry.
I'm going to have a hard time knowing what to order next time I come in. I'm always try to get people to do sampler plates so I can try a little of everything. But that's neither here nor there. So before we go, web address again.
Opalio.com, 1505 East Franklin Street at the bottom of the hill.
1505. You've got that down, don't you?
And four y'all and are, half years got it.
7 days a week, 24/7. No, you're not open 24/7.
Not quite, but close enough.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
It's also a hotel, so if you drink too much, eat too much, just go upstairs.
Take the elevator home. Like
take the elevator. Oh, good one. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I have around my table today Adam Rose from Il Palio at the Siena, executive chef, and his right hand, left hand, Isaiah Allen, who is chef de cuisine. And before I rudely interrupted us to go to break, we were talking about what's on the fall menu, and we didn't quite get to that butternut squash ravioli, did we?
Nope. We've got a butternut squash ravioli dish that we have to bring back year after year just due to, you know, the comments that people give us, even in the summertime, wondering when it's coming back. So it's roasted butternut squash, local, with a little mascarpone cheese folded in, stuffed in raviolis. And the sauce is a brown butter balsamic sauce. And we do local shiitake mushrooms sautéed on top of that from Blue Crown Farms. And The key, in my opinion, is we crush dried Amoretti cookies into powder and sprinkle that on top, and that just sets the whole dish off. You can't go too much because it almost makes it a little too sweet. But just a hint of the cookie with some grana padano and some chives set that dish off.
Has anybody ordered that for dessert?
I actually sent it out as a tasting for a dessert about 2 weeks ago for a man who said he didn't like sweets. So I told him I had something up I thought he would like, and he did.
And beet salad you've got?
Yep, we got a roasted beet salad. We dry roast the beets in order to concentrate, you know, the sweetness. And those go into a salad with local arugula from Everlaughter Farms, which is crazy peppery and delicious, with fried chickpeas, orange supremes, and a little fresh tarragon. And that's all hit with aged sherry vinegar.
And then some of Dave's Lodi Farm goat cheese on top.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, nice. So, do y'all cook for each other in the kitchen? I mean, do you have lunch and no?
Occasionally, I'll do a little superfoods, a little superfoods, chickpea, broccoli rabe, every superfood under the sun.
Healthy eater over here.
Yeah, or one of us might juice a bunch of vegetables, and usually if you're going to juice for yourself, you juice for
everybody. How many people in your kitchen?
I think our whole roster is probably about 16 right now.
Is it really? Are you still doing Chef for a Day?
We still do Chef for a Day.
Okay, so all y'all out there who want to go do Chef for a Day, you can go hang out in the kitchen. You can get more details by calling the Sienna.
At 919-918-2545.
And I believe the deal is that you pay a certain amount of money, you come in, spend all day, you cook, and then you get to what, bring
dinner for four, an overnight stay, a chef coat, and a day in the kitchen working on just about anything we can get your hands on. Time for, you know, pasta from scratch, desserts from scratch. It's a whole scratch kitchen, so I mean, anything you're going to be doing is going to be you'll go away with a pile of secrets.
So are y'all good and patient with one of these chefs for the day? I mean, you're not screaming at them like...
No. It's
a fun learning experience.
Yeah, we have a good time with it, and you know.
I would imagine you'd learn something about yourself as you're going along.
But maybe that I talk too much, but we all know that.
I think she's talking about the guests that might learn something about themselves.
No, I was thinking that y'all might learn something about yourselves. Well, guys, thanks for coming and talking with me.
Yep,
sure.
This has been fun. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Promise?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we go, give us ilpaleo.com.
Ilpaleo.com, Il Paleo Restaurant in the Sienna Hotel, 1505 East Franklin Street.
Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.